This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Hello. Happy to bring answers to questions here as we discuss the issues of the day, things that matter to you, the people that are all about making noise, whether they think they're going to make noise or not. Sometimes people do things expecting to get attention and wanting attention, and other times people do stuff that they don't intend to be the focus of people's scrutiny. For example, Jennifer,
yes.
The owner of an old missing purse, been gone for decades. The purse was
like
found.
It's like a Hallmark movie, you know, and then find it and return it.
Right.
Fall in love.
Yes. Well, I don't know about falling in love. Anyway, the purse was found under the floorboards of a Texas school. The woman who owned the purse, the video was posted to Facebook, and the League City Historical Society, with the information about this purse found under the stage. They were renovating the city school there when the building was turned into a community center. So they opened up the bag, and there were pictures and some other things belonging to a woman named Beverly Williams, who lost the bag many years ago in that building. It was full of things. There was a wallet in there. There was a diary in there. Wow, this is cool. So it was sort of like back then, it would have been today's Facebook, right? You're putting everything down, sharing things about her love life, the boys she broke up with. There was a nail file, a journal, a calendar filled with messages from 1959.
That's cool.
Inside the purse. So the name appeared a number of times, but you know they didn't know how to find her. One of the photos in there was a picture of this lady when she was 9 months old in 1946. So they figured she's 76. Yep, that would make sense. She was the youngest of four sisters. The mother signed the picture as Mrs. Williams. So they had a picture of these people, but they didn't know what her first name was. So they decided to share all these images on social media, hoping obviously that they would find whoever this Miss Williams was. And earlier this week, the Clear Creek School District announced that they had identified Miss Williams' daughter and the family. Ms. Williams died a few years ago, but they found the purse and they found the family, and apparently they were, this is a story that's in the Houston Chronicle, by the way, that they found Ms. Williams' daughter when she saw all the stuff she described. That's what you would do, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So they picked up the purse, but I thought that was kind of cool. 63 years ago. So the daughter is blown away with the finding of this information, all the stuff about her mother. Yep.
That's cool.
Very cool. All right, here's what's not cool. Did I tell you in the last hour that I had a tick on my arm and I was taking
another
the tick
one?
Off?
Yeah. You're like the king of ticks.
Well, but here's the story. I didn't realize this until I was looking through one of the farm papers that I read every week. As I'm a farmer and do that program, The American Family Farmer. We talk about food and farm and family here on this program every single day. So I happened to be nosing around in one of the trades, and I found, guess what?
What?
There is a new Chinese longhorned tick.
Of course.
That is now available.
It hangs out with the murder hornet, doesn't it?
Right. The murder hornet that was earlier, was that this year or last year that
last
we
year,
discovered?
I think.
Last year, mm-hmm. Right. So it causes significant damage to humans. It's a blood-sucking tick, and it's harmful not only because there's a lot of pathogens in them, But they apparently are so strong, it looks like they've been bred to get through to cattle and to other livestock. So this is, and this is purely, I understand this, they want to wipe out our animals so that they can, you know, sell us their animals. The there's a story about a woman in New Jersey who has been complaining about tick bites. She had ticks all over her clothing. She had ticks all over. She's got a farm. She had sheep and cows. There were ticks. It was like they were multiplying. And apparently these things have been engineered to do just that. So here's one more example of the Chinese and whatever we're dealing with the Koreans, the Asians, if you will. And these ticks have been found in Arkansas, Connecticut, Delaware, Georgia, Kentucky, Maryland, Massachusetts, Mississippi, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, Tennessee, Virginia, and West Virginia. Hmm. They infest mammals, deer, raccoons, possums, fox, rabbits, groundhogs, skunks.
And talk
radio
hosts.
There have even been mice and talk radio hosts.
Right.
Right. So once again, another dose of friendly. Apparently, they haven't been too much on dogs. I don't know, because maybe dogs are moving too quickly. Although Daisy gets dogs. Most dogs around here get ticks on them. But I haven't seen any of these kind of ticks. And apparently, this tick hatches from an egg. It molts into six-legged larvae and then into an eight-legged nymph.
And then it runs for Congress.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe that's too much. Is that too much information? I saw that and I thought, hey, man, here we go again with these guys. Sometimes takes your breath away. All right, speaking of the bad guys, there are a couple of Russian pipelines. You must know this story about the Nord Stream 1 and Nord Stream 2.
Yeah.
Delivering gas from Russia to Europe. Apparently there's been some sabotage under the Baltic Sea. And the Russians said they admitted that it looks like it was intentional sabotage. But they're not sure who and why. What do you mean you're not sure who and why? The Baltic pipeline was the pipeline that went to Germany, right, and some of the other European countries. So now there's a new pipeline. Now, some people say that the Polish pipeline, as it was opened, same day, the other pipeline had the damage, the sabotage. So the Polish have opened up a new pipeline to bring natural gas into Norway and Denmark and Poland and some of the other neighboring nations. So remember, was it really this year or last year when the Russians said, we're going to fix you guys. And so they quickly built this pipeline to supply themselves. So they're now okay for the winter, it would seem. Is that, that's all I know about this. You know more about it than I do?
Well, I mean, the Nord Stream pipelines have been a source of controversy for a while because, remember, Trump hadn't signed off on it because he didn't want to enrich Russia with all that money that they'd be making to supply Germany and other countries with the pipeline. When Biden came in, he signed off on the permits and let Putin take that over. Then he stopped energy development here at home, which resulted in the perfect storm for Vladimir Putin to be able to go into Ukraine and hold everybody basically over the fire. And so the question has been who destroyed pieces of the pipeline? Is it the United States secretly, like the CIA, to go undercover to try to take away some of the power of Vladimir Putin? Is it someone in Europe? Is it someone
outside?
It's
not unimaginable. That's
right.
That's,
did Putin do it himself? Yeah. I mean, there are all kinds of theories as to who and why this would have happened. And so that's what people are trying to figure out.
Right.
And no one's been able to figure out who did it yet.
So, you know, the solution to this is to have an electric car. Then you don't need the gas anymore, right?
You sound like the governor in my state. Well, just get an electric vehicle.
Electric car.
You've got 70 grand under the mattress.
Right.
It's fine.
Exactly. There's a new electric flying car that was introduced in Dubai this week. And the firm that made it, guess where they're from?
China.
Hey! And the folks in Dubai, what do you call somebody who lives in Dubai? A Dubaian?
Dubanese.
A Dubanese?
No, I don't know.
Okay. Sounds like a song. Juba, duba, duba, duba.
They're enamored. It's like a something, isn't it? Like,
anyway, Chinese say it's a great success. It was an unmanned flight. It took place in front of 150 people at the Skydive. And this is the this week is a big global sort of tech exhibit there. And that's where the X2 flying car came in. It's it went how much fast? Let me see. It went 80 miles an hour, and it can travel on the charge for 35 minutes. So you're flying at 80 miles an hour at 1,600 feet, and the thing runs out.
Minute 36, you go, uh-oh.
Yeah. You know what it reminds me of is a scene from Star Wars where those, you know, the Wookiees or whatever they were on the space racers, the bad guys, they push the space. Wookiees would push them into trees, and they'd blow up. Ewoks,
I like how you say Wookiee.
Wookiee walk. They were Ewoks. I just Chris yes, just Ewoks. Told me. Ewoks.
There right, are so Wookiees, but you Wookiees. Just say cute. Yeah.
Right. So shall we celebrate Social Security announcing the annual
celebrate
cost?
Celebrate while you can.
Right. Increases 8.5% for 70 million Americans who are the old timers. Largest increase in the Social Security payments for next year since 1981. All right, last year the increase was 5%, so this is up a few more bucks. The number is calculated using the Consumer Price Index for urban wage earners from July through September. Okay, happy to hear that. So those of you who are on Social Security, who collect it, like me, then you're going to get a couple of more bucks. How about that? And just in time, the announcement comes just in time for the election. So, of course, you'll want to elect whoever it was that voted for this, because that's how we do it in this country. We buy your vote with your own money. It's very cool.
Never see us again.
No. All right, 18 after, this is good day.
Okay, from the start.
The acerola cherries.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apples, banana.
Beets, bell pepper, broccoli.
Blueberries, blackberries, cranberry.
We make Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Pineapple, sweet potato,
papaya, parsley, pear, peach.
In a capsule or a powder, one daily dose of Texas superfood delivers the healthy benefits of 55. Count them, 55 fresh fruits and vegetables, and you can see them all on TexasSuperfood.com.
Raspberry, spinach, the nutrients that we need on a daily basis.
Thousands of people benefit from taking Texas Superfood every day. Shouldn't you be one of them? Doctors, pharmacists, nurses, and your grandmother all recommend that you eat more fruits and vegetables every day. So if you can't, won't, or don't, Texas Superfood is made for you.
TexasSuperfood.com. It's borderline shocking how much energy I have. I hope you use me for the Texas Superfood. Superfood.com.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk, the facts about a Govix.
Orgovyx Relagolix 120 milligram prescription tablets is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact, Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment, a pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart, or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with the Orgovyx. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
This time every year, you start hearing all the talk about flu season. And of course, you can get a flu in the summertime, but that's, usually that's not what happens. Colds and flus are usually reserved for the winter months. And you know why? It's because the sun isn't high enough in the sky to give you the good heavy dose of vitamin D that you need. You need vitamin D to absorb calcium.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's to the farmer's wife that loves him every night. Raising the sun.
23 at the hour on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn. Jay is out ill with COVID for the rest of the week. Okay, so that's the farm. Is that Luke? Yeah, that's Luke Bryan.
Luke Bryan, I was thinking, yeah.
Right. Yeah. All right, so he was one of the, wasn't he one of the judges?
On American Idol.
He wasn't. There's so many of these shows. Is he still on America? I guess he is still on America, right?
It's Lionel Richie and Katy Perry and Luke Bryan.
All right, so we were talking about changes in some of these shows, like What's-His-Face, who's been on for 23 seasons or whatever, is getting off.
Blake Shelton.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
He shocked a lot of people with this because Blake has been there since the beginning. He's one of the original judges. And remember, for a long time, it was him, it was Adam Levine, and the two of them would go back and forth. And I think a lot of people, when they thought Adam was leaving, thought maybe that the show would miss something. But Blake has been able to carry on, and it's been great.
Yeah.
And he's got this lifelong friendship with Carson Daly. He met his wife on the show. I don't think a lot of people thought he was going to leave, and he made the announcement on social media saying after a lot of soul-searching, he thought it was time to step away for a little while. And I can understand. There's also rumors he's going to step away from music for a little while and just enjoy his life. He's been on the road and working for
on
a
the
long
road
time.
Again.
Like that. Yeah, but, you can understand. Maybe you take a break.
Speaking of all eyes being on people, in a moment we're going to update you on Giselle and Tom and what's really going on. Are they on the brink of divorce? We'll find out after this. Doug Steffen here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do that and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider is helping help lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777. So, Giselle and Tom heading for the supermarket sweep and probably life on their own. She commented on a post. She had a post with some relationship coach, and so this is what the quote read. You can't be in a committed relationship with someone who's inconsistent with you. Want me to read that again?
Mm-hmm.
You can't be in a committed relationship with someone who is inconsistent with you. That's pretty pretty focused, right?
Well, I think the story is that she thinks that he's not engaged enough with their relationship. Obviously, she was mad that he kept playing football. I mean, that seems to be pretty clear. Her friends are saying that he just won't budge when it comes to football.
Uh-huh.
But you know who you marry. You're marrying one of the greatest football players ever. This is part of his life.
It is. Yeah.
You know, and I don't know what you expect.
I guess you expect to do something different. Unfortunately, you can't teach an old dog new tricks, right? 28 past the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Chatham County Police Department and the FBI have confirmed they believe 20-month-old Quentin Simon is no longer alive. Police in the Georgia Coast community have named his mother, Leilani Simon, as the prime suspect in his disappearance and death, but no arrests at this time. Police Chief Jeff Hadley.
We believe with the continued assistance of the FBI, we will have a resolution to this case. We understand that people far beyond Chatham County have become emotionally invested in this incident and the search for Quentin, and they want answers.
A Freedom of Information Act report has exposed Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for lying to the American people. Mayorkas was told that the 2021 clash between Border Patrol agents and Haitian migrants was being misconstrued and no beatings ever took place, hours before he claimed the opposite to the American people. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
Here's some good news about an 8-year-old boy who's been honored, Jennifer, with the Hero Award for saving a classmate from choking on a chicken nugget.
Oh, good for him.
This is in Oklahoma. A youngster, the Chicken Nugget Day. They probably won't have that anymore.
Have to cancel that.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcast.
Abba-dabba-doo. 34 after the hour. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, thinking that there's a whole raft of consumerism going on, and one wonders whether after you buy, I do this all the time when I'm buying something, did I pay too much for it? Right? You ever think that, Jennifer?
Yeah.
I shouldn't have paid that much for whatever it is. And then
you see something go on. Man, I got it nailed on this one, right?
Yeah, right. And so there are those who are focused always on extremes. You know, I used to teach English, and the comparative and superlative degrees were always something people got confused, right? Something is good, it's better, or it's the best. So how much is there such a thing as paying too much for something that you really want? I think people sometimes just forget about what things cost. If they really want it, I want that. I'm going to go buy it. And then does that happen in your love life, personal relationships? Do you love sometimes somebody too much? And then it comes back, and then maybe you don't love. I was thinking about this, frankly, because we were just talking about Tom Brady and Ms. Bunchkin and what goes on there, and what is it with some people? How do some people match? How do they mate? How do they stay together? If they don't stay together, why don't they stay together? And whether it's nobody else's business, really, although we seem to like social media likes to stick its nose into other people's business, I just find it interesting to really and truly boil it down, because there's not much. You either get along with somebody or you don't get along. Whatever the reasons are not important, right? It works or it doesn't work.
Yeah.
And why spend a lot of time trying to figure it out?
Because sometimes you can fix things. I mean, that's where the commitment word, that C word, comes in. Yeah. Is that if you make a commitment to someone, I mean, at least the old school thought was that you actually, like, worked it out and tried
yes.
to fix it.
I mean, right.
That's
and
what my grandparents did,
these
and they
days.
Had a marriage that lasted 60 years before they passed.
Right. I think that happened. I'm going to a funeral on Saturday for a fellow. I went to his wife's funeral a couple of weeks ago, and he died right after she did, and I was thinking that very same thing about them. They had 8 years that were really rocky. They got married when they were in their 20s, and they had 3 children, and they had a good life. And then Alan started kind of veering off course, and that. But she stayed with him, man. She was what a wonderful woman. And then the last 30-some-odd years of their life, they were fabulous. They were fun.
Now,
let me ask
you this. You said, what a wonderful woman, because she stayed with him even when he was, obviously, he must have been philandering, like he was all over the place,
right?
Well,
I think he had some,
What would you say about a woman who stayed with a woman
who was
all over the place? You would? Okay.
Same.
Interesting.
Yep, right. Okay, let's get to the monkeypox. Remember, a few months ago, monkeypox was all over the headlines. It was the new disease. Everybody's going to get it.
I think we didn't bite. That's the problem, right? Nobody, freaked out as much as they
and
wanted
it's gone.
To.
Right. Now it's gone.
Imagine
right?
that. It's amazing.
Vanished.
How diseases were.
Yeah. Well, it's how the news media works as well. So there was a peak in August. A couple of people got it. And then the number of cases just in the last month, down 85-90%. So this is a lesson, it seems to me, in news media coverage, getting people all worked up and all excited about, look out, you're going to get this and you'll die. Nonsense. There weren't that many people that had it in the first place. COVID got us all primed for this sort of thing. And then it's another deadly pandemic, the monkeypox. It's nowhere near as dangerous as COVID, but yet it was presented that way. And the only reason I bring this up is because it annoys the hell out of me when I look at these things and I think about where we were and what we did and how we approached it. It makes me angry to think, frankly, about how we ruined the lives of so many people because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
COVID didn't have to. We didn't have to react to COVID the way we did.
No.
I don't think the way we reacted, we say it again, Doug. The way we reacted made one bit of difference. I think no matter.
I just think of all the fallout. Like the stuff, you know, people always say, oh, we saved lives. But did you? Because there were people who died alone in hospitals. There were people who couldn't go to their doctor's appointments. We still don't know the scope of the people who weren't able to get their medical care because everything was shut down, if that had an impact. I mean, how often? I mean, I think about my friend Don, who we lost earlier in the year.
Yeah,
and they wouldn't even let anyone in the hospital with him. That's horrific. That's abusive. What if you needed a patient advocate and you don't get any of that? And so there are all of those things. Plus, then you say the kids were out of school. That's abusive. You put them back, you know, then they're back in, but they're wearing masks. I mean, it's just, I don't know. There's so many other things that we haven't even considered aside from just who had COVID, who didn't, who died from it. And the impact is going to be really big for a long time, I think, for a lot of people and their families anyway.
All right, during the news break at the bottom of the hour, I was looking at some video security footage supposedly captured as a Trump aide moves boxes out of a storage room at Mar-a-Lago just before the Justice Department ordered that all classified documents there be seized. What do you make of that? You must have talked about that on your show on LA.
We didn't actually. I hadn't heard much about
really?
It. I know there is surveillance. There's surveillance video of the stuff. The FBI wanted the stuff turned off. I don't know that anybody knew they were coming, though. So that would be kind of... It'd be because everybody was surprised and taken off guard that they actually showed up. There's no warning given. So it would be interesting to hear if an aide was doing it at the direction of somebody or if someone was just getting moved around and then it was coincidental that the FBI showed up. I don't know. But according to his legal team,
that's the coincidence.
Well, I mean, they said that they didn't know they were coming. Now, maybe they did. Who knows?
No cakes were baked or anything? Nothing.
Well, I don't know. They didn't have any streamers or balloons up. I know the reason I know this is that I talked to one of his lawyers who was like off at a grocery store. I don't know. She had to like go screaming over there to try to get there to ask if they even had a warrant because they didn't even present that to security.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Meanwhile, speaking of wonderful, the Biden administration, listen to this, is going to offer 24,000 Venezuelans a legal path to citizenship in the U.S.
How about that?
Those were the people who were caught, most of them crossing illegally. Why the Venezuelans, I guess.
Get this. You want a little
interesting
twist on this one?
Yes, I do.
So, you know, the Trump Remain in Mexico policy, which was happening during COVID, where people who were seeking asylum waited in Mexico until their court date, which was working great. And then the Biden administration ended it because, you know, it was Trump. It had stink on it. And so when they ended that policy, that led to, like, this onslaught of people just coming into the country. Well, apparently now these Venezuelans who are seeking asylum are going to have to remain in Mexico until
they're
hearing. You can't make this stuff up. It's so crazy.
All right, speaking of making things up, the two fellows who are running in Pennsylvania, Fetterman and Oz, are at each other. Fetterman has had a stroke. And he's recovering from it, and he appears to be having trouble understanding conversations.
Yeah, and everybody knows he's having trouble. So instead of just acknowledging it and saying, here's what I'm dealing with, maybe I need to step aside and get healthy, nope, they double down and go, I'm fine, I'm perfectly capable, he won't have debates with Dr.
No, he's not.
And it's sad, believe me. Look, I don't say this with, like, vitriol, because my grandmother had a stroke, and it is horrific. It's one of the hardest things
that I've
ever
gone
through. It's awful. But you need to get the treatment so that you can actually get your brain back up to speed again. And by throwing yourself into a campaign like this, he's not helping anybody. And so what's happening is that they're just trying to lie to people and say that he's perfectly capable. Finally, a reporter for I think it was MSNBC, and even Savannah Guthrie at NBC News is, wait a second here, we need to be honest. Apparently, they have to write down and hold up what they're saying. It's like subtitles so that he can understand what's going on. It's really awful, and I'm really sorry for him and his family. But he
doesn't belong in the Senate. That's not
good right
representation.
Now.
Nope. All right, speaking of who belongs where, I see that 14 members of Senate candidate Alan Lexalt's family have sent a letter to the news media endorsing his opponent.
That's nice.
Did you see this? Huh?
I did not.
No. Nevada Republican Senate candidate Adam Lexalt, 14 members of his family sent the letter to the senator who's in the seat at the moment, Catherine, is it Masto? Masto. What's she like? Is she good, bad?
I don't know. You know, you don't hear much about her. She's a Democrat. Laxalt is a Republican. And so I think it's kind of funny because no one was paying attention to the seat, and all of a sudden the polls started tightening, and all of a sudden Adam Laxalt was seen as a serious challenger, and now Trump's been there to rally for him. There's a lot of money pouring into the state. Like, there's blood in the water, and so Republicans are, like, swarming in there trying to get this, because that would be a huge flip for control in the Senate. And it's interesting that his family is coming out now. Saying, not so fast.
All right, Sandy Hook families. I got three different versions of this story here about Alex Jones.
Yeah.
Who now is going to be responsible for paying $1 billion, or actually it's $900 to be accurate.
He's not going to be able to pay that, is he?
Of course not. He's made a lot of money, but he hasn't got that much money.
Well, he's made a lot of money, but I think he's also hidden a lot of his money. Like, I think
of course he is.
You know, he's like put it in weird corporations and given it to family and that kind of stuff.
But Bitcoin. Anyway, he's really been nailed. This, the whole Sandy Hook massacre thing, the families were awarded by the judge $965 million. Eight families.
What do you think about that?
What do I think about it? Well, I guess it depends on whether you're asking me what do I think about Alex Jones as a talk show host.
No, I'm just talking about the decision, because I have no use for Alex Jones. I think what he said was horrific. But
yeah,
I also am a big proponent of free speech, and I don't know if this sets the right precedent, where when someone I'll use air quotes here, the wrong thing, they get charged $1 billion for it. I feel terrible. It's awful because of the sensitive nature of what this is all about.
Yeah.
But it's also a free speech issue, and I don't know. This one's a rough one for me because
you have the right to sue people for, if I said, Jennifer Horn, you're a slut, you could sue me. And maybe win something because
Unfortunately, they'd be like, oh, well. Just kidding, Mom. It's just a joke.
It's just a joke. But it's an example of how crazy, so you could sue me and get whatever, good luck getting whatever you can get out of me. But you could actually take control of this program, Jennifer. That'd be the way for you to do it. Sue me.
Really, I've been trying to work on something like that, a hostile takeover, for such a long time.
Exactly. All right, well, there it is. Food for thought. The families are not going to get it, but there's a message here.
Can we get the singers back? Jennifer Horn's good day.
Right. 48 after the hour.
Is there a calculator that can't compute in your kitchen drawer? Recycle it at Staples. A shredder that won't shred under your bed? Or a collection of cables cluttering up your closet? Recycle them now at Staples. With Staples Free Tech Takeback, we'll recycle your old tech free. Plus, rewards members get $5 back in rewards. So if you have modems, mice, and mobile phones making a mess of your home, recycle them now at Staples. Limit one reward per month. Redeemable in store only. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/recycling for details.
With the Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Of Dr. Ken Kronhaus. So let's get at it. Ask Dr. Ken. Here's a lady, 33-year-old black woman, who opted for a healthier lifestyle several years ago, she says, which included no longer using relaxer for my hair. However, since doing so, my hair has been shedding consistently. So why do people, maybe the question here is both men and women, more and more women you see these days, Ken, have lost or are losing their hair? Why is that? What? Because is it male? How can you call it male pattern baldness if it's a woman?
Well, there are genetic tendencies in both sexes, but a hair relaxer, this is a cream or lotion that makes the hair easier to straighten and manage. And whether she's having a reaction, her scalp had a reaction to this, you know, you need a good dermatologist to go in there and examine her scalp and see what's going on. There may be some inflammation that was created by this product, and it's getting in the way of her hair growing.
Do you recommend people washing their hair every time they take a shower? Let's say, I'm guessing you do, I do, take a shower pretty much every day or a bath. Should one wash one's hair? Does it make a difference whether you're a man or women? You have a lot of women that go get their hair done, quote unquote, and then they don't wash their hair with regularity. What is your recommendation there?
I think it's a good idea to once a day with a not overdo it, but with a good shampoo that's going to be nice and gentle but effective on the hair. It's a good idea once a day. I don't see anything wrong with it.
Do you think that shampoo, some of the cheaper ones, or conditioners plug up the pores in your hair, and that may cause?
Yes.
So
talk to, you know, they're a hair specialist, the person who cuts your hair. They deal with this all the time. Ask them their advice for you, because I think you have to individualize it. It depends on, you know, the oiliness of your scalp.
Right.
And this has really become scientific. It's no longer one size fits all. You no longer stay on baby shampoo for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And
although that's not bad for you, probably, is it? Baby
shampoo? Well, it can dry you out.
Dry you out.
It's great for babies, but for some people, it dries the scalp out terrifically.
Yeah. Right.
So you have to individualize. Ask the person who cuts your hair for a recommendation. They know your scalp.
You've got a good head of hair. You use normal shampoos on it, and you keep it. I wonder if getting it cut more often, like the grass, if the grass is stimulated by mowing it more often, it grows more.
Well, so much of it is
with hair.
So much of it is genetic. It's your diet. You know how much protein you're taking in. Hair is protein, and how well you manage it and take care of it. And a lot of it has to do with your lifestyle.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, Steven, you've got to try Prevagen. After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
There's some information floating around this week about a procedure that a lot of scientists, medical doctors are looking at called suspended animation. That is, the human body somehow, it sounds like a movie, doesn't it, huh? Gets put on pause while a medical procedure is done. Isn't that kind of what you do now when you are putting somebody to sleep? Isn't that what happens?
Not quite. This is even more effective than what happens during general anesthesia. And this is not yet ready for prime time. This is research that's going on in the universities. You're talking about, especially at the University of Maryland in Baltimore, is pioneering this. This is people who come in with gunshot wounds and they're next to death, and they buy some extra with the patient, so they lower their body temperature significantly by infusing very cool fluids into the body, and they cool the brain, they cool the blood, and this allows some extra time keeping the patient alive so the trauma surgeons can hopefully save their life. This is under very specialized research settings on very specific patients, gunshot wound or stab wound patients, and have had a cardiac arrest, these patients.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here, answering your questions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.